Welcome to North Country Commerce, a business and community affairs program brought to you by Denton Publications. I'm your host, Jeremiah Papanoff, and with me today is my guest, Carrie Mack, president of the board of directors of the Adirondack Young Professionals. Now, the Adirondack Young Professionals is a community-minded, community-active group that's been seen a lot in the past few years, but there are probably still some people out there who don't know much about the organization. Now, Carrie, if you could, kind of give us a little bit of a background on ADKYP, because it didn't start originally as ADKYP. It was a different name.
Now, the idea of the Young Professionals group in our area was created as a group project by the Workforce Investment Board's North Country Leadership Class in 2007. And the class was working towards the idea of creating what's called a cool community, or an area that's known for activities and resources that are geared towards younger generation and up-and-coming professionals. So what they did was they sought to create a group that would attract and retain young professionals to the area through recreational resources, volunteer and civic engagements, and serious networking opportunities. They had a kickoff event in that year and formed a fledgling group. The kickoff event was a forum. There were about 100 young professionals in the area that were invited to that. They provided input regarding the needs of the region, needs in our region for young professional representation, and that provided the platform for younger generational leaders. And then there was a buzz that was created from that. They created an advisory council of about 10 members, and those members met for about a year and talked about how the group would form. In the fall of 2007, the fall of 2007, the advisory committee met and decided that we would like to form a not-for-profit corporation and to change the name to Adirondack Young Professionals in order to create a name that would be unique to our region, because HYPE was a name that actually several groups across the country were using for the young professionals.
So this definitely was a name that obviously the Adirondacks, everybody can identify with.
Right, exactly. And it was meant to be a four-county group encompassing Clinton, Essex, Franklin, and Hamilton counties.
Yeah, so you have a pretty wide reach with the group then.
We do. Mm-hmm. We do.
So now obviously they hear the name, they hear the acronym out there, ADKYP. What's really the focus of the group nowadays?
The focus is to create opportunities for young professionals to socialize, network, and serve. And that's it in a nutshell. That's our mission. Mm-hmm. And really, we do a lot of volunteer events. Our hopes are that people will connect with us when they move into the area, and we'll be able to connect them to other young professionals in their field or with social activities that they're interested in, so that they really connect to our area and want to stay and work here.
No, that's the thing. That's a main theme in a lot of the events that ADKYP hosts, is that it's keeping the young people here interested in the area, keeping
right.
them, you know, where they grew up, or bring them back at least. I mean,
right.
How important is obviously to keep the people in the region?
Well, it's important to our workforce, and it's important across the entire United States. I mean, there is a brain drain in almost every community across the United States, and you want to keep your young talent in your area working. And in order to do that, you have to provide, with this generation, you have to provide professional opportunities, and you have to provide ways of socialization. And we have, in our area, we have great things to do as far as recreation goes, and there's a lot of outdoor recreation. We have the lake. So we really have really great recreational opportunities, and that helps us to attract people and have them move back.
I know that's one of the generation they call it. I guess our good friend Paul Grasso always calls them the millennials.
The millennials, right. The millennials.
So if you ever hear that term out there, that's where it comes from. So.
That's right.
So, I mean, obviously, yeah, you guys have done so much. I mean, there's so many different organizations, like through your community service, that you've helped
right.
over the years. I mean, there's what Stop Domestic Violence you guys have helped, many others, right?
We've done what we do basically is whenever we hold some form of networking event, we connect it to fundraising for an organization. So when people will come to network and socialize, they'll also either make a donation, monetary donation, or they'll bring, you know, like when we do the food shelf, they'll bring food for the food shelf. So we've done events for the Adirondack Humane Society, the Red Cross, Stop Domestic Violence, the JCO Food Shelf, and many others.
So it, definitely, I mean, if you haven't, you know, been to these events before, I mean, there's something that they have on a regular basis, too. And we'll get more into that, obviously, later on, too. Okay. But why is there such an emphasis on community service? Why do you think ADKYP actually values that?
Well, we want to volunteer in the communities where we work. That's a way of giving back to the community. There is definitely a focus with this generation of wanting to volunteer and help the communities that we're working in, and we find that that's one of the things that our members value the most about our organization.
And like you said, the networking events is where a lot of it happens too.
Right.
And how important is the networking among the young professionals in the area?
That's really important when you are young in your career, and especially if you've moved back in here from, you lived here before, maybe you've lost most of your friend group, or you never lived here, so you don't have that resource. And when you're trying to do business, you know, especially in certain businesses like marketing and things like that, you really do have to have networking. And it also helps with people that are older in our group, that they can mentor the younger people in the group that are, you know, maybe just coming out of college, and provide them with some resources for professional growth.
And like you said, it's young professionals, but there's not so much the emphasis on young as an age, right? I mean,
right.
It's kind of a loose term, right?
That's right. We don't have an age limit where we kick you out of the group or anything like that. No, we don't have that. We look at it as, you know, you could be young to your young in age. You could be young to your profession. You could have changed careers. You know, you could have. There's a lot of reasons, but typically our members are, you know, over 21 and. You know, 45, I would say, would probably be the maximum age of our members, but not all of them. Mm-hmm. So some of them are definitely new to their careers, and they're looking at ways of reaching out and meeting other people and expanding their networking opportunities.
Now, if you just tuned in, you're listening to North Country Commerce, a business community affairs program brought to you by Denton Publications. I'm your host, Jeremiah Papanaw, and again with me today is Carrie Mack, president of the board of directors for the Adirondack Young Professionals. So before we that little segue there, we're talking about the background of ADKYP and what the group does and whatnot, and obviously very community-minded, very civic-minded. What's on the plate in the coming weeks, coming months for ADKYP?
Well, on February 16th, beginning at 5 o'clock, and it's being held at Olive Ridley's in Plattsburgh, we're holding our third economic forum. And we started this 3 years ago. It was our first major event. The event is moderated by Paul Sands, and we bring in a panel of community leaders to talk to our organization about things that are important to them. And those, you know, there are a variety of things, a lot to do with, you know, job creation, what jobs are up and coming, arts and culture, and various topics, I mean, that are important to young professionals. Some have to do with as simple as, you know, you're going to be buying a new house and you are concerned about your property taxes and you want to ask questions about those types of issues. And then some that are much larger, such as, you know, creating an arts corridor in our community. So there's a lot of different issues, and people have different questions when they come to the forum. We typically have a list of questions that we ask, and then when we open those that up to the audience afterwards. So it's really a chance to, you know, talk to your community leaders, tell them what's important to you as a young professional, and get some insight into what those leaders are thinking. And that's not something that was offered in our community before. Of course, you can always talk to the leaders in your community, but it's a place for everyone to come. And it's not just open to our group, it's open to the public as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know the first year that it was held, I mean, big buzz around it, and it's grown since then. More people they look forward to it. Now, obviously, it's the
right.
Third year now.
This is a third year.
Now,
mm-hmm.
The very participatory event, too, where you get the people, like I said, you know, asking questions. This is really, that's an important thing for people to understand, that they can come out and ask these questions to learn more about the community.
Exactly. And this year, our panel is going to consist of Mayor Don Kasperzak, Janice Padula, who is a professor at Clinton Community College, Paul Grasso, the North Country Workforce Investment Board, and I know I'm missing somebody right now.
That's okay.
But anyway.
We'll see him at the forum. You know?
Exactly. It's going to be a forum based on up-and-coming jobs and talking about job development. That'll be the basis of the questions. There might be some emphasis on green jobs and what those jobs are going to look like.
Big topic these days.
In the future. And so that'll be kind of the core questions. But then, obviously, we'll open things up to more general questions as time moves on.
And then only days later, you don't rest for very long. You guys have got another event coming up at the Trinity Church, right? I believe you're doing like a soup kitchen event.
We're doing volunteering for the soup kitchen
on February 20th,
starting at 3:30. So that we always have a volunteer event once a month, and that's a way of coming out and supporting some of the organizations that do good work in our community. I just remembered our other two panelists. Our economic development panelists, Sue Matten from the North Country Plattsburgh Chamber of Commerce and Aaron Hines from the Development Corporation.
Yeah, don't want to forget them.
Yeah. No, we don't want to forget our economic developers.
See, we forgot you guys. So that's great. So, I mean, any other things on the horizon at all for ADKYP?
Well, right now we're in the process of developing our board, so we are looking for young professionals in our community that are interested in a professional opportunity to serve on a board. Sometimes when people are young to their careers, they don't necessarily always get that opportunity. So this is an opportunity to be involved in your community, to serve on a board that looks great on your resume. So we are looking for participants to serve on our board of directors. We're developing our committees more right now. We're in the process of doing that, and that's also a great way of becoming involved in the group.
And how about simply being a member? How easy is that to become one?
The membership is very simple. It's a $20 annual membership fee We sometimes charge to get into our events, but sometimes we don't. It just depends on the event that we're holding. But the $20 membership, you pay, you become a member of the organization, we do all the email updates for you, and you also receive a card that gives you great discounts for some of the places that people go on a regular basis to recreate. So we wanted to offer that as a benefit to our members.
That's definitely a benefit I've heard so much buzz in the community about. I've used my ADKYP card here, and I've got a discount there.
Right, exactly.
So for those of you who
discount for restaurants and movie theaters and things like that.
So for those of you out there who are looking for something out of it,
right.
At the very least, other than doing something good for your community, you also have a benefit card.
Yeah, exactly. The benefit card should allow you to actually reimburse yourself for the $20 fee that you're paying during the course of the year.
Yeah, definitely. So. Lots of great values with that. Well, that's about all the time we have for today, but I want to thank my guest, Carrie Mack, President of the Board of Directors of the Adirondack Young Professionals. Now, those who are interested in learning more about the ADKYP may contact them by email, and that's info@adkyp.com, or you can also check out their Facebook page by searching for ADKYP. That gets a lot of hits, definitely. The group's website, www.adkyp.com, is currently under construction, but that's something to look forward to, right,
Carrie? That's right. That should be up and running in a couple of months.
Very good. Well, so be looking for that, and be looking for the events on the ADKYP in the community everywhere, basically. So, thank you again, Carrie, for being on North Country Commerce, and I'm your host, Jeremiah Papadot. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
This program has been a production of Hall Communications, Burlington, Plattsburgh.